criminalisation of enforced disappearance, which was a matter addressed by the country rapporteurs. He wanted to know why it's not considered to be a crime against humanity. What I would like to say is that hitherto we have faced terrorist attacks in our country, causing a large number of victims, including members of the armed forces and internal security forces and civilians. Nevertheless, up until now, these attacks are considered to be ordinary crimes. They are punished pursuant to our domestic law. In order to tackle this daily criminal activity, we have established a legal arsenal which since 2017 includes special counter-terrorism unit. This is the BSIAT in our acronym, BSIAT. So we have this legal and institutional answer which allows us to effectively combat terrorism from a legal standpoint. So our investigations and prosecutions enable us to repress these attacks. We prosecute, try and convict perpetrators of terrorist activities. In 2023, over 30 court sessions were held to try cases of terrorism. So these are trials for offences under ordinary laws, so they are ordinary crimes, and we've not yet reached the stage where they're considered to be crimes against humanity. If we do, then our criminal procedure code gives our courts jurisdiction for those crimes because we have transposed the Rome Statute into domestic law, so our legal machinery can arrest the perpetrators and prosecute them. But we haven't yet reached the stage yet of crimes against humanity. I'd like to come back to Mr. Diop's questions about Article 16, 17, 18, the intelligence services law. Article 16 concerns those acts which are committed by intelligence officers as they carry out intelligence operations. So there is the opinion of the responsible officer which is requested. It is an opinion. And Article 17 concerns those acts which are committed by intelligence officers outside their duties. And then it is just information which is provided about them. That's Article 17. So it's no impunity in either case. It's Article 16 covers acts committed in the course of their duties. It's just an opinion. So normally it's when someone has received orders to carry out intelligence operations and an offence is committed. And then Article 17 is for any acts which are committed outside the official line of duties. Article 18 concerns when there is an act which is committed in legitimate self-defence. So you referred to immunity or impunity, but that is not the case here at all in any of these circumstances, because in Article 18 we're talking about legitimate self-defense. So the person who is presumed to have committed an offense must prove that he had to commit that act as part of his intelligence mission. You know that intelligence operations occur in very complex situations in any country. An intelligence officer could find him or herself committing an act which could be criminalised in order to achieve legitimate objectives. But this article does not provide impunity, but the aim is that the agent must demonstrate the need to commit an act in order to benefit from the immunity foreseen. I would now like to give the floor to Mr. Ouedraogo Momuni, who is going to talk about the threats of reprisals to the family members of victims of enforced disappearance.
Thank you, Minister. Honourable members of the committee, as to the protection system in place in the case of risks or reprisals for the family members,